I'd like to share with you Yesodah de Grismaisha. This Yesodah is something that I've used many times in different aspects of learning and shared with many of you, certainly those who are here in the Shul Father Shiurim. And I was very overjoyed to see that Reb Zilberstein here brings a makar to it, brings B'Shem de Chafetz Chaim, a makar to this Yesodah from Sachem Kuf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. So what I want to do is first share with you the Ramesh's Yesod, a little bit of the story of how I originally came to it, and then what's added here. This actually goes back about 25 years, shortly after the shul was built. We had two young men who were learning Yeshiva Flatbush at the time in the high school, who came here to daven here. They're actually keeping their first Shabbos. Two boys, both about 6'2" or 6'3", who walked in, you remember, with their sweaters and their kippah seruga, and were davening here. Very noticeable and very wonderful young men who came here to the shul, and they both became b'nei Torah. As they were becoming frum, they had a shiloh. The shiloh was whether they can trust their parents for kashrus in the house. The parents were not frum. The father went to work on Shabbos. They weren't shomer Shabbos at all. And the question was trusting them for kashrus. So at the time, I brought them to Rav Belsky to ask the shiloh. And they explained to Rav Belsky the situation at home. The parents were not opposed to their becoming frum. Well, they themselves are not ready to keep Shabbos. They were willing to have a kosher home for them. So Reb Belsky said, "Oh, that's the chiddush that made Reb Moshe famous." That's how he quoted. That's how he phrased it. He said Reb Moshe had a psak yet in Russia when he was in his 30s that became a yisai known as Reb Moshe's yisai. I'll tell you Reb Moshe's rule and where it, I guess, where it comes from and where it goes. Reb Moshe there had a shaila the other way around. It was after the, in the 1930s, after the communist takeover of Russia, and there was an elderly couple that was frum. And as they became older and not capable of taking care of themselves, they moved in with their children. And there, it was just the opposite. The children became communists, became swept up with the irreligious atmosphere. And the parents were frum, and the parents were asking Reb Moshe if they could rely on their children for kashrus, because the children were not shomer Shabbos. On the other hand, they said the children were very respectful to them, and they believe them that whatever they give them is kosher. So Reb Moshe at that time wrote Yesod. It's in the Grismaisha. It's in the first chelik of the Grismaisha. I think it's Chuvah Nundalit, Nyeredeya, Chelik Al Chuvah Nundalit. Reb Moshe's Yesod was the following Yesod. He said there are rules of Nemanis. There are rules where a person is believed and not believed. If he's not from, he's not believed. Eidechon is not believed. Certain people, Ketanim, Noshim, Avadim, in certain areas of Halacha, that believe. But the rules of Nemanis are only when you're Mesupik, when you don't know. He said if a person has a Yediyah, if a person knows, if he knows something, it's not totally in Dine Nemanis. If a person knows, he knows for sure that the children are doing kedin, they're not behaving kedin, but they're giving them only kosher, and they know them, that it's not totally in Hilchas Nemanis at all. It's totally, a yediyah is a yediyah. I like to compare this to a case where two witnesses say that Reuven killed Shimon. The two Edom, and Bez and Paskin, they question them, and they Paskin that Reuven is Chayev Misa, he killed Shimon. There comes the day, they're ready to give Reuven Misa, and Shimon walks in alive. And two witnesses say Reuven killed Shimon, but he walks in alive. Now, are we going to kill Reuven? The Torah says, Apishnei Edim Yakum Dava. Two witnesses say Reuven killed Shimon. Now, Shimon's alive, So why does that change anything? What does that... So we have an umdana that Reuven probably didn't kill Shimon if Shimon's alive. So if people tell me, well, it's an ansadi that Reuven didn't kill, so I say, okay, it's trey v'trey, it's a sofik. Is that why we don't kill? How do you explain it? The answer is that when you have a yediyah, it's not totally a dinei nemanis. If you know something, you don't say to a demanemon, how do you know it's not true? If you know, you know. This is Ramesh's yisayid. And Ramesh says to rely on only b'shas adchak. And Rabelski told these boys, it's funny, it was there it was in Russia where the parents were from and the children were not. And here, these were also immigrants from the Soviet Union where the parents were not from and the children were from. And he told them, as long as they're living in the house, it's a shas adchak. But once they get married, they come for Shabbos, they should bring their own food, because Ramesh says to rely on this chiddush only b'shas adchak. Now, Ramesh's makar is a fascinating gemara in Ksuvos Pehei. The gemara there says that Rava was running a din Torah, and he was ready to paskin that someone had to swear. And Rava's wife was the daughter of Rav Chista, Bas Rav Chista, said, Rava, I got to talk to you for a minute. Don't trust that guy to swear. He's a liar. So Rava goes back to the din Torah and he says, no, you can't swear. You're a liar. He's mahapach to shvua. The other side swore. All right. It says a little later, the vaitim paskening dinei Torah, and Rav Papa, who was there in the Bezdin, told Rava, no, don't trust that fellow. What he's saying is not true. So Rava says to Rav Papa, do you have a second witness? Rav Papa said, no. So Rava tells Rav Papa, you're an Eid Echad, I don't trust you, you're not an Haman. So it says, they told Rava, what's going on? Loite Rav Papa kabas Rav Chista? Rav Papa is not as trustworthy as your wife? So I would think, I'll show him by, he had to follow what his wife said. But anyway, the Gemara says, no. The Gemara says, Shani Basra of Chista de Kimle Begave. What does that mean? Ramesha says, that's my yisayid. Rav Papa he trusted. Rav Papa was known as a Talmud Chacham. He trusted him like he trusts any Talmud Chacham. It's not a yediyah, it's an emunah. But Rava's wife, he knew her for years that she never lies. He had a yediyah that whatever she says is true. A yediyah, knowing someone for a long time and knowing, that's a different level. And by yediyah, you're allowed to follow yediyah. Okay, Adkan, this is Ramesh's yisayid. And whatever I told you till now is something I mentioned here many times. I should collect probably a dozen places in Shas or in Hapampaiskin where Ramesh's rule of yediyah was important. Rather, Ramesh's heter on so-called Chol of Akum, Chol of Stam, is based on the same thing. People have a misunderstanding of Ramesh's truva. Ramesh says that in America we have a yediyah that there's no treif and milk mixed in. It's also based on this yisoy of yediyah. Be that as it may, that's Adkan is what Ramesh says. Now, Rav Zilberstein here brings Igros Meisha, and he brings two other sources for Ramesh says. One, he brings Maisu Rav Yashiv. Somebody had eaten a meal k'day sviya. He had to bench ben atayra, and he didn't remember if he benched. What's the halacha of your mesupik if you benched?
You eat again.
Okay. it's always the best thing to do. Well, if someone ate k'day sviya, he doesn't remember if he benched. He had a child in the house under bar mitzvah, and said to him, "Daddy, you did bench." So he asked Rabbi Yashiv, "Can I?" A cotton doesn't have nemanis. He's under 13. He's not neman. So what do? Do I bench or don't I bench? So Rabbi Yashiv told him the same yisayid. He told him that if you know your 12, your, I don't know if he's a 12-year-old or 10-year-old. He said if you know him and you know that he wouldn't, you're positive he wouldn't say, "Daddy, you benched," unless he really knows. So Rabbi Yashiv said, in that case, you could rely on him. He brings Rabbi Yashiv quoted a Rambam. It sounds like the same as Ramesha. The Rambam says, "Afilu hoisa isha yeved nemonim etzloi If in the heart of the daiv it's certainly correct, sounds like the same Gemara and Ksuvos. So here Rabbi Yashiv passed in the same Yisai, and he brings it from the Chafetz Chaim and Sefer Chafetz Chaim in Hilchos Rechilos, and the Chafetz Chaim bases it on the Gemara here. And if you think about it, the Gemara here is pretty much saying it. He says the Chafetz Chaim says it based on this Gemara. The Gemara here on your Puf Yud Gimel Amud Beis says that if you see a Dava Erva in a person, it's mutter to hate him, mutter l'snaisai, whatever that means exactly. It says mutter l'snaisai. The Gemara says, what happens? Ma'ula memrele l'rabbe. Are you allowed to tell your Rebbe? I guess it means it's in yeshiva, and there's a boy who's misbehaving. Are you allowed to tell your Rebbe what's going on? So you should know. You should know what's happening. So the Gemara said, now I would think you're an Eid Echad. The Gemara a few lines earlier brought that a man named Zigud told Bezdin that Tuvia, somebody else, did a Dovash of Dvarer, did an Avera. So Zigud said that Tuvia did an Avera, and they gave Zigud Malkus. So he said, Tuvia Chata, the Zigud Mangid? I just told you Tuvia did an Avera, you're giving me Malkus. They told him, no, you're an Eid Echad. You just stam on a Lashon Hara. You're being Maitzi Shemra for no reason. A person in Eid Echad does not believe. Right after that, the Gemara says, can Yochid tell his Rebbe? Can Yochid tell his Rebbe? I would think he's going to get Malkus, right? He's to tell his Rebbe. So Gemara says, Iyada de mehemin l'rabbi kebetrei leimalei. If you know that your Rebbe trusts you, like two, leimalei, then you can say it. So it seems that the Chafetz Chaim is saying, the Gemara is saying, this is what we're calling Rabbi Shis Yisayin. What does it mean? He's mehemin l'rabbi kebetrei. His Rebbe trusts him like two. Apiyadecha, apishteyedim. What do you mean you trust him like two? We see from all these Makairis that it is the idea that the rules of Nemanis are out the window. You don't need the rules of Nemanis. You have to be careful. Not every time you have a feeling it's the idea. But it sounds like the Chafetz Chaim and Rabbi Yashiv both are saying, and this is where Zilberstein Shtals too, that they're all saying the same yesod. That when you know, it doesn't depend on Dine Nemanis. So this is the yesod that I wanted to share with you. I just have a problem for one Gemara. Maybe you can help me with this. I tried to remember the places that I used Ramesh's Yisayi to answer difficulties, and I remembered something that seems to be the opposite. There's a Gemara Rosh Hashanah on the end of the first paragraph, Daf Chafal from Hebeis, about Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech was Chacham Mikol Adam. Bikash Keheles Lintzai Divrei Chayfetz. That's the Pasik. So Gemara says, what does it mean? Bikash Keheles Lodin Dinim Shebelev Shaloi Be'edim. Shloi Basra. Keheles, Shlomo HaMelech was a Chacham. He wanted a Paskin without Edim based on the way he analyzed what the person was saying. Meretzchia says, this was after the story with the two Zionists fighting over the baby. Shlomel said, I can figure it out. Because he wanted to do Shaloi Be'edim. So the Gemara says, Abaskal came out and said to him, Afishtei Edim Yakum Davar. Nothing doing. According to Ramesha, why is nothing doing? Shlomo HaMelech has the idea. Shlomo HaMelech is capable. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say, Shlomo, you can't do it because you don't know. Shlomo HaMelech was right. The story of the Teshtei Zionists, he figured it out. So Shlomo HaMelech wanted to do that all the time. Bikin Shlomo HaMelech to Paskin Api his idea. Shlomo Be'edim. Avastel said, no, Api Shnei Edim Yochum Dov. So what's the difference? Yeah. Lo b'shamayim, but he wasn't, Shlomo HaMelech wasn't Api Nevuah. He was just very wise, and he could see from the way people spoke. What? Oh, the Baskel told him, don't do it. Okay, that's a question. But it doesn't answer my question from this Gemara. The question of the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying that Shlomo can do it. So why is it that according to Ramesh's side, the Avi Yediyah is not totally an Eidim? Well, Rava trusted Basra Chista. No one else knew Basra Chista so well. So he knew Basra Chista. So I'm not sure. The language of the Gemara is Bika Shloi Meladin Shloi Be'edim Mishloi Bahasra. Maybe here it's Shloi Bahasra, that means it's a case of Malkus or Misa. So maybe Malkus and Misa, maybe that's different. Ramesh is not saying you give people Misa based on this, or Malkus based on it. So maybe to give Einshim, the Gemara is saying that it doesn't work. But maybe Dinei Maminis, you'd be masking, you could. I don't know. But Al Kaponim, this is the Chiddush of the Gemara Maisha, and as I said, according to this, it's a Chafetz Chaim, and Rabbi Yosha Paskin that way as well. And Baruch Hashem. The young men are today, they're four brothers in the family, all from. As a matter of fact, the oldest one today is an eighth grade Rebbe in the Yeshiva Flatbush. And Baruch Hashem. What? So the parents, they used to come to me all the time as the kids were getting from. They used to meet with me and ask me, what's this and what's that? I remember, I never realized that the word blech is a very strange word. Until once I met with them, they had a list of questions, and they said, are my kids pulling my leg? They tell me there's something called blech. And they realized blech doesn't sound like much in English. Something called blech. I always told them that for your kids, you're not going to be frum. But for your grandchildren, you don't want your grandchildren looking at you as a shagetz. You're going to end up being Shem Shabbos for your grandchildren. The kachava. As soon as the grandchildren got old enough to realize what was going on, the world changed. So Baruch Hashem. That was sort of the end of that story.